Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
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 Yo.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. How you doing?
How are you,
stranger?
Hi,
everyone in Blog Talk Radio land. It is I, Brother B, with Big Red.
Hello.
And we're here. Another episode of The Menu. Yes, we're late. Big Red is not late. I'm late. So it's just correction. I stand corrected.
Right.
I'm
correct yourself, brother.
Yeah, my apologies. That was 18 hours of work today. I overslept. I woke up earlier.
You woke up earlier?
Yeah, I did. Well, I woke up at 7:20.
Oh, okay.
Over 7:20, but I fell back to sleep.
Oh, boy. Well.
Yeah, I fell back to sleep. So, I'm sorry. Yes, everybody, I'm a hard-working dude. Hard-working man. I'm trying. I'm trying. So, what up, Red? What's going on?
Nothing. Just chilling. Just trying to get through this life thing we call life here. And just, chilling and just, seeing, I got to, the sad news this week with Charlie Murphy. We gotta say rest in peace to him.
Oh, listen, man. We're gonna go in on some Charlie Murphy later. Like, yo,
that's some real.
I woke up. First, I don't want to make it seem like I sleep a lot, but look, I work overnight.
You work,
so it's like when I was sleeping the other day. Yeah, because it's like everybody's like, "Well, damn, you just woke up now." When you woke up again, I woke up yesterday, and I heard about Charlie Murphy. I was like, no.
What kill me with people is that I don't know if anybody's been looking at him, but he's been sick for a long time.
He's losing weight. But
he was mad weight.
I didn't think about it. Like that. I didn't want to look at it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm, you know what I'm saying? Because nobody wants to look at the person that's like, you really like, oh, I don't want to think something's wrong with them. Because, you really like them. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Charlie Murphy, he kind of came out of the shadows, out of nowhere. Like, nobody expected, like, years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You always saw Charlie Murphy around with his brother here and there and all this and that, but we're talking about years ago. But then all of a sudden, Charlie Murphy just came out of nowhere and just started doing his own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, wow, he's funny. And, when he got on the Dave Chappelle show,
that was
he
yeah, that
really was
like,
able,
yeah.
Yeah, like, he shined. Like, that. He got his shine, his time to shine.
He really showed what he was made of, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like.
Yeah, he really showed what he was
made of. Talking about, as a matter of fact, last year, it was like some comedy tour.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and saw, out in Jersey, I think it was at the Prudential Center. So
was it the one
George
with him,
Lopez.
T.L. Hoogly?
Yeah, I saw
and
that.
And George Lopez.
Yo,
and
he was funny.
Yeah, but then from that time, that's when he was losing a lot. He was losing because I have D.L. Hughley. I follow him on Instagram, and I was seeing the pictures, and I was like, wait a minute, he don't look right. I was like, okay,
yeah.
I said, well, maybe. It's not like it was a lost weight, like because he didn't really need to because he was already, kind of a
big skinny dude.
Right.
Yeah.
And then when I seen that, I was like, I don't know, something ain't right there. But he was still doing his thing. He was still doing it.
But, come to find out, leukemia. Yeah, leukemia, man. And I'm like, wow. But that just goes to show you, you never know what someone is going through.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So you got to be easy sometimes.
Yep.
Because you never know what somebody is going through, and that's not cool.
Yep, that's true.
That's not cool. Like, you know, somebody can say, oh, he looks like he's on drugs and all this and that.
Right. No, you know, they love to do that to black celebrities.
Excuse me. Some people wish they could say that, but it's because they're haters. But, you know, I mean, it's ridiculous, man. It really is. But, yeah. In, like, in between him and then, like, George Michael. Yo, I'm still devastated behind George Michael. I'm still hurt behind that. Like, because, yo, come on now. I don't care what anybody say. If people can tell me, oh, that sounds gay, they ain't gay. George Michael represented, like, a coolness. Like, you know, when he had leather, like, when he was in, when they dropped the song Faith, like, he had the little, like, 9 o'clock shadow. And then he, you know what I'm saying, he had the earring and then the cowboy boots. And well, I wasn't in favor of the tight jeans, but he had the leather jacket and stuff. And he just looked so freaking cool. Like the Fonz.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
right.
You know,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And he made good music.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, so in between him and then I'm like, yo, I'm.
And
like,
everybody
I'm still,
else in between that, so, yeah.
Yeah, like, you know,
that's what it is now.
That doesn't make me feel cozy. It doesn't make me feel good.
It doesn't make me feel good at all. It's like our childhood is being, you know, ripped from under
us.
We're
robbed.
Yeah, like we're being robbed. And meanwhile, these kids, them damn people they listen to, them Negroes probably going to live until they're 1,000 years old. And we losing all our good music.
Exactly. And they listen to this trash.
Yeah,
the real trash from the radio.
They probably gonna freeze them, and we gonna freeze them to save him for another couple of years.
Nah, hit him to the curb.
Oh gosh.
So,
but yeah.
All right. Tonight's topic. Once again, hello everyone, Blog Talk Radio Land. It is Big Red. And Brother B, and another episode of The Menu. How y'all doing? Missed y'all last week. And
yes, we miss you guys.
We're back. You know? So, host calling number, or guest calling number, 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. Is the guest calling number. So, tonight's topic. One of tonight's topics. Now, Big Red, you wanted to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So, that question, is there a thing as being too awake in your level of consciousness? I hope I posted it right. Like, that's what you were trying to get at?
Yeah.
Like, your whole premise.
Yeah,
but, you know,
that type of thing. Like, is it, like, is there such thing as being too woke?
Yeah, I think so.
Because, you know, you have people that go overboard with it. Like, like I said, it's fine if you want to, you know. My thing is, don't be woke when it's convenient. Or, once again, don't overdo it. Or don't make other people feel a certain way because, oh, you're all of a sudden you know about other people besides Harriet Tubman and Martin Luther King now. So now because you know all these other people, now you want to make other people feel a certain way. Like, don't do that because it's not necessary.
True.
It's not necessary. It really isn't necessary to do that to people. And, you know, going back to, I can say the thing with the young ladies that went missing. Now, don't you notice that you haven't heard anything about it anymore?
Well, why do you think?
I think because, you know, as usual, a deterrent or, you know, something to keep people's attention on something else, you know. Whatever it was that you know, I don't know what happened. What did happen in between that time and they kind of like, oh, maybe
we got a new president.
Maybe with huh?
We got a new president.
Yeah, maybe with
the door. line.
Maybe with the Russian situation. Maybe they figure, oh, we take the focus off of that. So by the time they paying attention, he already did what he had to do.
Well,
because it's like I said, people were posting it all over Facebook. Oh, find these girls. That, oh, wow, they have Amber Alert. Why they don't have Alert for Black girls and this? That. Are
exactly.
Y'all kidding me?
Yeah.
Amber Alert is for all children. They don't have. It's not just for white children. That's what I mean by, like, people are just like you're doing too much now. Amber Alert is for any child. They don't care what race the child is. But then, at the end of the day, how come these children, all of a sudden, like I said, 2-3 weeks later, all of a sudden, oh, we found this one. All them chicks they were, well, not chicks, let me not say it like that, but all those young ladies that they were looking for, all of a sudden, they were being found. One by one, oh, this one's found, oh, this one's found, that one's found. How? Were they ever really missing?
Well, yeah, all right. I don't believe a lot of this stuff that they put on Facebook. That's number one. It's like it's said, well, we have to live in a world where you kind of like really have to decipher and pick through what you should believe or what you can't believe, or you know what I'm saying? Like it's what you should read and what you shouldn't read, what's real and what's not real. It's said that you have to that we have to go through that, but I wasn't too sure. Like, you know, I would like some of it. I would also share some of it on my page, too. But at the same time, I was just, well, I don't like always posting pictures of other people that they say are missing or this, this, that, and the third. Because, you know what I'm saying? You sometimes you just don't know what's really the backstory. You don't never really
exactly.
know what the backstory may be. So, but then, yeah. I noticed all of a sudden there was like, oh, this person was found and that person was found. So, yeah, it made me just realize, well, was anybody ever really missing? But, see, that's the whole thing. Like, the other day my sister was telling me, you're a conspiracy theorist. Because she asked me, did I see the movie Get Out?
Mm.
And then I was like, no, I didn't see it yet. And she was like, oh, you don't need to see it because your whole attitude and towards conspiracies and then you think, like, this just, that movie just perpetuates every little, you know, conspiracy that you think that's going on. And I'm like,
mm-hmm.
All right, but where do you think this stuff comes from?
Absolutely.
Like, all right, if we want to talk
you
know, about
you're just making it up
week,
out your head?
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's certain people out here that choose to be sheep. There's certain
mm-hmm.
people out here that choose. It's like that dude from The Matrix, you know, that scene where he was eating a steak, and he was like, I know the steak is not real. But I'm going to eat it anyway. And I'm going to, you know, like he was going to continue eating steak, which meant that he's comfortable being sheep.
Right.
He's comfortable with the fact that even though he knows the truth, he'd rather live in a lie.
Right,
and
exactly.
This is what it is nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
A lot
it
of people
truly
just
is.
Rather live in a lie because it's more comfortable.
Because
it's easier.
They're disconnected. You know I use that word all the time, and I even use that word with these young people, but I can't even say it's the young people anymore. It's everybody now. People are so disconnected to what's going on in this world. They're very disconnected. It's like they don't want to wake up. They don't want to see what's going on. Once again, like I said, it's nothing wrong with being woke or you know, seeing things for what it is, but once again, don't make other people feel away, like the situation that I don't know if I had told you, but before Obama had left office, he did his last speech, and I didn't know that it was on. I didn't know that it was on that particular night, so I was watching another show, and I ended up posting it on Facebook. So a friend of mine, you know, she was like, oh, you can take that 3 and 4 times. It's going to come on 2 and 3 and 4 times. Our president is on this and I'm like, so I just let it rock. So then another friend of mine Well, they're not really like friends. They're like more like acquaintances on Facebook, like one I know from high school, but I didn't really hang with her like that because I just didn't. And the other one, I just recently like kind of got acquainted with her. So, you know, she was like kind of co-signing on what the other one was saying. So I'm like, all right. So as it was going on, and like I said, I was watching some of it here or there, but then I had answered them back, and I was like, you know, I said, you know, there is a such thing as that I can watch both. So the other one, she decided to like try to go and like she was gonna argue with, oh well, you need to give him your undivided attention. I didn't even answer back because it's like, come on, stop it. It's like, stop it. It's not that serious. It's not like we're going to watch him and he's going to get a fifth term or sixth term or what. It's not like we watching him and he's going to, you know, he's going to magically appear back and off. That's not going to happen.
True.
Yeah, it's like come on, don't be, and that's what I mean by being, you know, I guess you could say too woke or just being overkill with it. It's like you don't have to make other people feel. So that's just like vegan people. Okay, you vegan, that's nice, but don't make everybody think, oh, you drinking milk, oh my God, you know that's cow and the cow blood and the cow this. Listen, no, you probably was drinking milk before you became vegan. You ain't just get vegan. It's not like you've been vegan all your life. It's not like you was born into it. You was drinking milk and everything else under the sun until all of a sudden you found out, oh my God. Oh, it's worse. Oh, cow's milk. Oh,
well, you know,
passing out.
You know,
yeah, well, you like know that's the deal. How they act.
But you know the deal. It's like, all right, when somebody steps up their conscious level, or step up, you know, on another level, it could be, you know, in terms of their health or, you know, whatever. Like, some people are quick to share.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are quick to be like, oh. Well, you know, I just want to let everybody know what this doing, and I want to let you know. It's like that person who, like, quit smoking and then wants to tell everybody else, like, oh, why are you smoking? Like, smoking is no good for you.
Right,
yeah. I just saw you with a pack of cigarettes last week, but, yeah, I quit. It's only been 1 week. Like,
right,
you ain't
exactly
got the right to be telling. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I mean, like I said, some people just want to kind of.
Like.
I guess it's something to make them feel better. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
they, like,
I guess
it's,
so.
It's something they want to show off. Like, yeah, they've stepped up their game. Like, you know, oh, I don't eat meat now, so I'm smarter. No,
yeah.
That doesn't mean you're smarter.
Smarter.
Just means you just don't eat meat.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, oh, I was watching TV today, and then they were talking about politics and who did this and this and that. All right, that doesn't mean you're smart. It just means that you just watched the episode of TV and, you know, you saw what you saw and that was that. I mean, listen, I don't know if I can ever say that I've been guilty of the same stuff, but, like, there have been times where it's like, you know, you do something different or you find out some new information and then you kind of want to share it. Now, if you choose to take it or not, you know, that's on you. But, you know, I can understand just wanting to share. I mean, some people.
No, but these people are not sharing.
Some people take, you know, certain things too far. Like, if they turn the too awake thing in terms of their conscious level and they, like, they want to be an activist. And they just don't know how to go about it. So it's like, you know, once again, when it goes back to all the girls missing. And if it's like somebody come at you, oh, if you don't care about the girls missing, then that means you don't care about your people, and you don't care about this. You're like, no,
exactly.
It's not like I don't care. It's just that I don't even know if what people are posting is real, because
right
now all of a sudden you're talking about these kids. Somebody could have just took a collage of pictures and put it together, and then like, boom, these kids
are missing. Absolutely, and that's what I mean. That could have been something to throw us off.
But,
That's exactly what I'm saying. But when
amazing.
You try to explain that to people, they make it, just like you said, they make it seem like, oh, no, you're crazy. Something's wrong with you. Oh, no, you don't care about your people. How you going to say, what do you mean, how am I going to say that? That's easy. Anybody could do it. I can do that right now. I can take get a bunch of pictures off of Facebook of young ladies, put it in a collage, and post it on Facebook and start writing stuff, all these girls are missing, or this, that, and the other, or these girls are in a marching band. You know, I can do anything. Like, people don't realize we live in a world where they where people are photoshopping and doing fake crap all the time. And you know, photoshopping and doing stuff all the time. And it's like, what is it that you don't get about that?
Because some people don't believe it's real. Like, it's funny how people, you know, and it's not to go against anybody's faith, but it's like it's, people will believe in the story of the Messiah Jesus, but they won't believe that somebody will put some fake news on Facebook.
Right. Just like
and I'm just and I'm only comparing it because it's like if you haven't seen it, some people are caught up in it. How, if you haven't seen it, how would you know? And you got to kind of compare it to the situation, like what you're talking about, like with posting on Facebook or certain media websites or even on the news. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? It's like if you haven't seen it, you know, how would you know? It's just certain things that you just believe and there's certain things that you just don't.
Exactly.
And the thing is, everything that you put on the media, everything they put in the media or on social media is just not always 100%.
Absolutely.
And I kind of feel, because it's funny how it just, like you said, it just died down. All of a sudden, there was this push to find, you know, all of these black kids, black girls that were supposedly being abducted. But then I noticed in some of the pictures, they were showing black girls, and then it went to some pictures where they were showing the black girls and some black boys. And then I'm like, well, wait a minute. Hold on.
Wait.
First, it went from finding out girls. And I had to research some of the stories that people were posting, and I didn't see
exactly.
anything. Like, it was one about, like, it was supposed to be a container full of young black girls that were found someplace. And I was like, let me Google it. And I kept looking, Yeah. Now, if somebody can look at it two ways. Somebody can sit there and say, oh, they suppressed the story. Or it could have been bogus.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, it's too much going on nowadays in terms of politics, government, where people have to put false things out just to cover up what's going on. Like, if people weren't so not awake, they would have to worry about, like, somebody always trying to pull the wool over their eyes. But because people choose not to believe certain things or really try to find out things on their own, of course, this is going to always throw stuff at you and get you to believe anything. Like, all right, I'm waiting for it to come out. Like, now I heard, and I'm glad to see that it was front page news. This black judge, that was a female black judge, the first African American female black judge who also happens to be Muslim, was found dead in the Hudson River. Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, I had to do a pause because I had to just get some things together in my head because it's like we can, you know, some people just look at it like, oh, you know, it's you know, it's probably just nothing. But yeah, I gotta say, you know, black people get a little suspect when, I'm not going to lie, and this is just from my opinion, I get a little suspect when stuff like this happens. Like, oh, she was just found dead in the Hudson River?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, anybody found dead in the Hudson River to me is what? And some of them want to try to say, now, because I was doing a couple of reading on here and there, talking about, oh, it could have been suicide. Okay.
That's,
All right. So you're just going to jump. Listen, I mean, it's not like people haven't done it, but yeah, it's just suspect. First female black judge to happen to be Muslim. Yeah, it doesn't.
But see,
listen,
just like you said, see how they play on words in the media.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
They had to put that. Now it couldn't be just judge so and so or the judge that worked with whatever. They had to put that there. Like I said, not saying anything, you know, like that, but I'm just saying, why did they have to put out that it always a black Muslim, you know, first black female Muslim judge. Now, they had to put all of that out there. So now, once again, here we go with the over-woke people. Now, they're going to be on there. Oh, you know, something. That I'm saying that it may not have been something fishy, because it sounds fishy to me too. But now they're going to be, that's going to give them more reason to be overkill with it now. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I mean, but the whole thing is it does look a little suspect.
Yeah, it
when
does.
When you look at the surface of it. Because, all right, I don't care what anybody says. I can write something on paper, for a paper. Like, I could be a journalist. Depending on what the overall goal is, you know, of the paper, of my editor, you know, of my boss in general, like, depending on what the overall goal is for the day, or the agenda, I should say, for the day, I can write a piece that's flattering, or I can write a piece that turns around and just, like, pisses people off.
Right.
It doesn't have to be so much the truth.
That's true.
People
yep.
will read it, and people will believe it. See, this is the issue that I have with the newspaper and just, like, media and TV media in general. That's why I really don't follow it. Because
yeah, me neither.
They can put out whatever they want to put out, and people believe it. There are a lot of people out there that believe it. But the thing
and they
is
know
everything
it.
That's in print and everything that's on TV is not always the truth.
Yep, exactly. And they know it. They know it, but they don't care. They this is what you know what this word, because they know that people, you know what it is? If people would stop being, just like you said, sheep, if people would stop following everything that they hear, they wouldn't have a job. They really wouldn't have a job. Okay? Or they would have to put out the right thing. That's just like with them, you know, every time you turn around, that's why when you, it's like, I notice myself, and I don't know if you do it, but I notice, like, every time they say a celebrity is dead, I have to Google it, because I got to see if that's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, because
people every day
they're like
killing
it.
Off somebody.
Yeah, it's you know, it's that internet hoax. So that's why when it came up with the Charlie Murphy thing, people were like, is it real? And I had to ask myself, yeah, is this real? Because there's been a few people that's been dead, and they turn around, you know, oh, they're not dead. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I remember one time they were talking about Bill Cosby died, and I was like, wait a minute, now, you know, there's probably some people that want Bill Cosby dead, but he wasn't dead. I was like, come on now, like, really? Like, have we stooped that low, doing stupid stuff like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, of course. That's what they do. They're doing it to sell their you know, their paper or you know, get people interested in still watching news, because I think they know people really not watching the news that much, because guess what, you know, people got that on their phone. And you know what's so funny? Guess what I seen the other day? Speaking of that, I seen on Facebook they're saying that they have a way, I don't know if it's a button or some type of way where now this is what Facebook is saying, that they can help you figure out what news stories are real and what's fake. I said,
oh,
you
yeah, 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 I saw that.
I said, you gotta be kidding me. I said, damn, y'all that much in people business now? It's like, it's crazy.
Well, that's the thing. Once again, a lot of people don't believe that Facebook is here to hurt. It's just here to help. But the thing is, it depends on what you do with it. See, it's like letting a stranger in your house it's like letting somebody in your house that you're getting a bad vibe from.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like if you know this person is not on a level, or you just have a feeling this person is not on a level, but yet you let them into your house.
Right.
Why? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's certain chances in life you just should not take. And a lot of people, you know, disregard their senses or disregard their vibes because they think like, oh, it's nothing. Like, listen,
right?
Not to sound too over religious, because I know some people believe, some people don't, but I do believe in the sixth sense. You know what I'm saying? I do believe in very much in vibes. And when you get that negative vibe. I mean, when you start to feel that, it's like, yo, you know, that's your gut telling you something.
That's your
some
gut.
People say it's
exactly.
Your gut. Somebody say it's a hunch. Is that the dude? That's the.
I don't care what.
The Most High gave you that to kind of decipher between the negative and the positive type people. But that's if you're like you're really in tune with
right.
your, you know, your situation. But
and a lot
you know,
of people aren't.
You, yeah, a lot of people aren't, and a lot of people really aren't trying to be.
No.
Once again, it's like this whole steak situation. A lot of people just rather live in the lie. Like, nobody wants to believe that, you know, this woman, there was foul play with this judge. They probably wouldn't be like, oh, yeah, she just decided to commit suicide. Okay. Like I said, we don't know. Everybody has problems. Maybe she did, maybe she didn't. But I want to see how long we're going to continue to hear about it as much as we heard about someone else of another color or ethnicity that was found dead in the hotel, obvious overdose or whatever, and, you know,
right.
Everybody's just sad. You know, I wonder how long, much longer we're going to hear about this. I mean, it just sounds, you know, odd.
Yeah, it does.
Some
it,
people,
it
but
really
that's the thing,
does.
A lot of people don't question what's odd anymore. It's like, I had a friend of mine who was listening to the show. Hey, what's up, Joey? I had a friend of mine send me a text message today, and I didn't even get a chance. Like I said, I was just on my grind. I didn't get a chance, but she was telling me how there were four murdered bodies and found in Central Islip, I believe, today. And they were found in a park.
Oh, wow.
And my thing is, okay, what the hell is going on?
That's crazy.
I mean, people can say, well, people get killed every day. People die every day. It's like, all right. It should be, it always should be a question mark on stuff like this because, yo, no one should sit there and say, oh, well, people get killed every day. Yo, listen, that shouldn't be an everyday thing. Like,
no,
that shouldn't be something that's considered normal is when, you know, you find, like, four dead bodies in a park.
Well, like I said, because, you know, once again, disconnected. These, you know, this stuff doesn't bother people because they're so, I think a lot of it, it's a lot of things, but I think because they're so used to seeing this stuff now. Because once again, when you go on these social media sites, they're showing you this stuff. So it's like it desensitizes them. So they don't, you know, they can look, you know, and then, you know, a lot of these young people, I ain't going to say young people, a lot of people, they put these video games, a lot of these violent video games, and a lot of these games look real. It's not like, you know, back in the days when we was younger and we just had the Atari or Nintendo and it was, 64 bits. Now you got a computer and these people got these big old screen TVs and them computer TV, video games is like, what is it? Like, what's the bits on them? Like 9,000 or something like that? I don't know what it is. But and the games look so real until it's like they desensitize because this is real to them. They shooting up zombies.
Well,
that's real to them.
Yeah. And
so them hearing about four dead bodies, like, so what? People die every day. Let me go back and kill these six zombies in this closet that I. You know, so it's like
it's disturbing.
They don't care, you know.
It's disturbing, though.
Yeah, it really
it's
is.
Very disturbing of how. Like, all right, so what does that mean for us as a race of, like, humans, like people? What does that mean when a lot of people just choose to not believe or even focus or even want to know what the truth is? They rather just stay asleep.
Yeah, and the animals is going to take over. Watch. They already trying to take over. Next thing you know, they're going to start talking. I'm telling you, you're going to see a raccoon walk past you and be like, hey, how you doing? You okay today? You're going to be like, what? Be like, sir, you seen that raccoon? That man going to be like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
like, sir, I just seen that raccoon. He was talking to me. But I'm just saying, it's like they go, like, it you know, it's like we're becoming animals and the animals are getting smarter. Like, I guess you could say that, but it's horrible.
Yeah.
Because
yes,
we're treating each other like animals. Like we're not carnivores, or we don't have that wild animal instinct, but it's like this is what people are all doing now.
Yeah. Well,
this is what they're doing.
Like I said, people don't really, not too many people wear their thinking caps nowadays.
No, anymore. Not at
so,
all.
You know, it kind of
is
what it is.
And you know, it's sad because you know you try to teach your children, or you've tried to raise your kids to be, you know, not sensitive to other people's feelings, and you know. Make sure that they're going out there and they're doing the right thing by people, because, you know, but then when they go out there and they're trying to do what you have taught them, guess what? Somebody else's parent is not raising them that way, or that somebody else's parent is not raising them at all. So they got grandma, and grandma can't do really too much with that kid. So guess what? They go to the streets, they go to their friends, they go, you know, some cousin, uncle, somebody. Learn some other stuff, and then guess what? They get out there, you know. They get out there, and they do total different from what you raised. You know, they do something to that person that you raised to be a certain way.
True, like I said, man. Some people just don't want to be free thinkers. You know, it takes
right.
too much to be on that level of free thinking.
It's scary to be a free thinker these days.
Yeah, because, you know, when you look at the truth for what it is, and you talk to people about it, people look at you like, oh, like you're crazy,
mm-hmm.
or there's a problem. So you gotta kind of be careful, like who you talk
to when you
talk about certain things. Because not everybody is on the same page, not everybody is on the same level, and the first thing they want to do is, you know, say something negative when you're trying to, you know, speak on the truth from how you see it.
Right.
Because, of course, some people just like to live in a distortion. So, you know, it's whatever. But, all right.
I don't know. It's crazy.
One thing I kind of want to get into also is this whole tuition-free thing that's going on now. I don't know if some people may know, but apparently it was just announced the other day that SUNY and CUNY schools will be tuition-free.
Mm.
Now, when I heard that, I was like, wait a minute. Are you serious? Oh yeah, there's always
like,
a catch.
You know,
it's
like, catch, right?
There's always a catch to stuff like that. There has to be a catch. So, you know, I was doing some research here and there, talked to a couple of folks, and they're saying who's eligible for stuff like this. So, you must be enrolled. Now, this is coming from, CNN.
Mm-hmm.
By Trump standards, they're fake news. But anyway, so let's kind of go on with the fake news for a hot second. So, who is eligible? You must be an undergraduate enrolled at a SUNY or CUNY school. There's also an income cap, which I'm sure some people probably don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
So, starting this fall, families who earn no more than $100,000 a year, and that's a very big cap, you know, that leaves a lot of room.
Mm-hmm.
Families who earn no more than $100,000 a year are eligible. The income cap will lift to $110,000 the next year, and will reach 125 in 2019, and is based on adjusted gross income reported. Okay. So, there's also a question, because I heard somebody was talking about, oh, well, you got to stay in New York, and da 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 after a certain amount of time. So I'm like, really? So I said, all right, do graduates have to stay in New York? Yes. After they graduate, students who receive the scholarship must live and work in New York for the same number of years they received funding. If they leave the state, their scholarship will be converted into a loan.
Mm.
Wow.
See, I told you. Told you it was a catch.
Yeah, oh, listen. You ain't going to get... Listen. Soon they're going to start charging for air.
Right?
You know,
exactly.
You ain't getting away.
You sneeze, that's $5.
Yeah, you are not getting away.
Mm-mm.
So, for the number of years that, once again, you must live and work in New York for the same number of years they received funding.
Mm-hmm.
If you leave the state, in other words, if they gave you money and allowed you to go to school for free for 4 years, if you leave New York State in 2.5 years, you're going to get hit with a loan.
Oh, yeah, you're going to get hit with that loan.
You're going to pay, you're going to pay back, and you're probably going to pay back some interest and some penalties.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there an age limit? No. Students can enroll at any age and don't have to be a recent high school graduate, but you cannot be in default on existing federal or state
loans.
Student loans.
Mm-hmm.
Are undocumented students eligible? Of course not. No, students must be a citizen. You know, that's kind of obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Could students lose their scholarship? Yes. Students must remain enrolled full-time, taking 30 credits a year. Some of those credits could be taken during the summer, but there will be exceptions. Students with disabilities would not be required to register full-time to be eligible for a scholarship, according to SUNY.
Mm-hmm.
Students are required to maintain the minimum GPA necessary to stay in school and finish on track to graduate on time. All right. So the scholarship, now how much will SUNY and CUNY cost students now? So the scholarships covers the cost of tuition, which is currently $6,470 annually at a 4-year schools, and about $4,350 a year at community colleges.
Mm-hmm.
But students will still be on the hook for fees and other expenses, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You know, living on campus, books, you know, things of that nature.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
You're still
going
to have to pay for that.
Yep.
Of course. But in the grand scheme of things, you couldn't really think that you know, I mean, somewhere along the line, I think the taxpayers are going to wind up getting hit for this. I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, I think so, because somebody going to slip up and they're going to leave the state. They're going to leave the state. Somebody going to leave. And they like, we got to get somebody, if they ain't paying back that money, we got to get somebody to help pay back this money.
Well,
but
I wonder
what made them do that, though.
You know why? Because in other places, in other countries, they have it where school is kind of like free. And, hold on, we have a caller.
Okay.
6947, you're on the air with the menu.
Hi.
How you doing?
Uh-oh.
You hear me?
Hello?
Oh, yeah, we hear you. Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, puppies and kittens.
How are you going to say puppies?
It is the infamous Joanne. Round of applause, everybody. Round of applause.
Yeah!
It's Joanne. Welcome.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
I see you talking about the free scholarship for the SUNYs and CUNYs, and I have a senior. I have a senior that is about 2.5 months from graduating. I was waiting for the news to come down because I heard it was. There are a lot of good, positive things about it, but what a lot of people don't also realize is the SUNYs and CUNYs are funded by taxpayers their taxes on their houses. So you can expect that to go up.
I knew it.
Mm-hmm.
There was a catch 22 somewhere. I knew somebody was going to have to pay for that.
Another thing is, if you think about it, the Sunnis and Cunis are going to become more competitive. I mean, why would you pay for an Ivy League if your child can go free and they
mm-hmm.
can stay at home? So that's the bad part about it. The good part about it is that wanted to get into education that can now afford it. That will not be a roadblock.
Right.
So I'm looking, like you mentioned, when you look at the cost of the tuition versus room and board, the cost of the tuition is really small.
Yeah, exactly.
Really,
that's why I was looking at those numbers.
Yeah. Room and board right now is running like close to 10 grand. So if your child wants to go to SUNY or CUNY and they don't want to stay at home, you can start off with 10 grand and you can start looking up from there. Your break is actually going to be about $6,000, and you don't know what scholarships and what grants and other programs are going to be offset or taken away. Also, I don't know if you're listening, because I'm just listening, but you know, also, there is money being given to private schools also. Did you mention that?
Did I mention what? I'm sorry.
Private schools, you know, it covers SUNYs and CUNYs, but it also, it gives $3,000 towards private schools also in New York State, and they have to be matched for a total. Yep.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Cool, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, so if your child
is
going to private school, it gets matched for $6,000.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's
so
good.
I mean,
to know.
Do you think that this whole thing is more of a pro than a con?
Well, my circumstance is different. I think it's gonna wind up being a pro, but right now, how the rollout is, it's the first group is gonna be for $100,000 or less. I qualify for that. But my son, he plays athletics, so we were kind of looking on. I think he's gonna be okay either way. You know, we're not really gonna. He just needs to decide. And once he decides, he's gonna be okay either way. But for those other people that need or they're looking for the reduction, it could wind up being a con. It could wind up being a con. It could wind up being a pro. They really just have to look at their budget. These kids are going to be going away. My son wants to go away. And like I said, it's not only the tuition course that you have to worry about. It's now the area that you're sending them to, what other additional course. Maybe room and board is going to go up as a result of the tuition going down. You just don't know where they're going to put the hidden fees. So I think this is something we have to consider. Financial aid packages are coming out for those kids that were accepted, and you just have to look over your numbers and plan.
True. Yeah. You sound a little muffled on him. Well, I mean, like I said, I knew there had to be a catch-22 because living in New York, there's nothing that's really ever free.
It's not close to age, because you have a lot of people that are older that didn't get a chance to go to college or whatever reason. And now they're trying to send their kids, and they have the opportunity to go too and better their lives. So that aspect I do like.
Yeah, now what do you think about the whole, you have to stay in school, you have to stay in New York for 5 years? Well, not so much 5 years, but if you went to school for 4 years, you have to stay in New York for another 4 years after that.
Why not? You're taking money from the state. Why not give something back? Why not turn it around?
I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, you know, you're going to get your free ride and take your skills and go someplace else. I think
that's what a lot of people do.
Well, they kind of have something similar for people that are teachers or police officers or there's certain.
Yeah, you have to work in this. You have to live in the state or the area that you work.
Well, what they do is if you take out a student loan, they will forgive the loan if you work in like a underprivileged area for a certain amount of years afterwards. They forgive your whole loan. So these are doctors and nurses and teachers. So they have something similar. You earn your education, you give back, and then you're free to go along your way. Or you can move on and just pay it back like everybody else. I think that's pretty cool.
I mean, it sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Why not?
I mean, it's not a bad trade. It's not a bad trade off. Really, in the grand scheme of things, when you think about it. I mean, if you're given the opportunity to not have to pay back something as big as, because, you know, a lot of people now, student loans. I hear a lot of people. I know some people who just complain about the whole student loans that are still paying off student loans, and they haven't been to college in, like,
years.
But they're still paying off student loans.
I'm still paying off mine, and I'm getting ready to send my son to college.
That's crazy. That's student loan.
I refinanced it, and when I refinanced it, it worked out with smaller payments but a longer pay period. So now, you know, he's getting ready to be granted. I probably could pay it all off, but I'm just kind of, you know, dragging it. I want to get used to paying each month, because when he heads to college, I don't want to get used to having that extra money. I'm not going to have it in a couple of months anyway. So that's my kind of logic with not forcing it to go through. But, yeah, I'm still paying, and I've been out of school for years.
Taxes took mine.
Mm-hmm.
They took mine from my taxes. But I let them take it. I'm glad they took it, because it took me a long time to pay it off, and I'm glad they just took it. I said, you know what, whatever, let them just take it.
I mean, it's a shame that you really, well, this just kind of goes against the whole thing of, like, you want to better, you know, people try to better themselves, but yet you kind of get a kick on along the way, because it's like, well, you try to do better for yourself, but they make it hard. Well, now they just made it a little easier, so you really have, no one really has an excuse to sit there and say, oh, well, I can't do this and I can't do that.
Right.
No, you can't say that you can't go to school now.
But I will say, I was going
to
say one thing.
Commit to some of these terms.
When we get things for free, we devalue them. So if you think about it, when you go to these other countries and the kids have to pay to go to school, they work hard at school. Our country, education is offered free. And you see them hanging out in the hallways, and they're outside of school. They don't want to do what they want. So I think, in a way, by making it free, you're going to start seeing a lot of people devalue the education and what it's worth.
Yep. They're going to take advantage of
that.
It.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the fallbacks that I see coming. You know, even now with the kids, I'm talking to them, my son, his friends, they almost feel like, because it's free, they don't have to make a decision. They're getting somewhere. You know, there's no urgency. There's no, they're not even excited or even taking a hand down for the most part.
These kids really don't get excited over stuff like that. Like
but
how
isn't
we
that backwards?
Isn't that kind of a backwards way of thinking?
Like, somebody's going to give you something for free. You know, all you have to do is, like, the minimum.
Right.
And you just like, it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is. Like, to me, it kind of doesn't make any sense. I mean, I get what you're saying about the whole devaluing it and stuff like that, but why? Like, shouldn't that make it kind of more valuable? Like, why do you have to put a dollar sign on something in order for it to be valuable?
Especially that with the school, and you don't have to pay. You got people, just like you said, like how, you know, some people are paying back student loans from, and they've been out of school for years, and here you are getting something for free that you don't have to worry about paying back.
Well, you know, if you think about it, the problem is they don't plan to pay it back. Mom and dad got it.
Mm-hmm.
They're not thinking that they're going to have to bust their chops after they're done and pay it back. They just see it as, if you're sending it, you got the bill. You know, and I felt that way too when I was starting college. I didn't really think about the debt that I was putting myself into.
Right, yeah.
You know, once you get out and you start putting those notes, it gets real. You earn X amount of dollars, and they take this much, and then you look at what you have left, and you realize there's a lot you can't do with.
That's true.
They're not looking at the end of results. They're just seeing it now. They're going away. Mom and dad carries everything anyway.
Uh-huh.
So They have no idea what education force and its value out there, and how much competition is coming. You know, especially for our system, how much competition is going to be coming their way.
Well, now that I think about it, so will that mean that, all right, so let's say I went to a CUNY or a SUNY school, right, and I try to go for some, you know, I major in something real, let's say I major in the medical field or whatever, and then all of a sudden you got to take that transition to go to medical school or whatever. Will they? I wonder if it'll be a thing where they'll look down on you. Oh, you went to a SUNY or a CUNY school, or you went to a free school. You know what I'm saying? I wonder if there'll be a stigma with that.
Yeah, I don't think so because
you didn't go to this school. You didn't pay to go to this school. You just went to this school because it was free, and now all of a sudden you want. You know, I wonder about that.
Some of the top-notch SUNYs and CUNYs, they have good medical programs like Albany, Stony Brook. Those are top-notch schools.
But will that change? Will that change,
I don't think so. What's going to happen is the competition to get into those schools are going to get real tough. Because if you can go to a top-notch school and pay nothing, now you have kids that would have normally gone to Harvard or Yale or Columbia. Why should they pay? Why not just stay in the neighborhood and go to the same thing? At the end of the day, what I've learned is a degree is a degree. Most people don't even care where you got your degree from. They're just concerned that you got one. You know, and that doesn't hurt too unless if it's Harvard or Yale, that's different. But most people don't care if you got your degree from a community college or if you got it from, you know, a private school. It just doesn't matter. It's just they're concerned with the fact that you're certified, that you have your degree in whatever your field is.
Okay.
Well, I mean, that sounds better to me than people, so like these employers, like wanting to hire you based off, oh, well, where did you go? Or, you know, what did you do while you were there? And
like what
made you go to that school? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, listen, if you can get the same opportunity going to a SUNY or CUNY school as somebody that went to Harvard or some other private school, then that's great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just hope that type of stereotype doesn't come up. And, you know, people want to look down on, like, oh, you went to a free school.
Right, you went to a free school.
I went to school. Yeah, but it was free. I paid for my education.
Free.
Like, are you serious? Like, is there really a difference? Yeah, because I really cared about my education, so I paid for it.
Well, you know,
New
York is going to be the model, which means that other states are going to be looking at us. If it works for us, you're going to start seeing it pop up in different states also.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, pretty soon I think the plan, and I think I heard that they're trying to introduce this to on a national level. I'm trying to think which senator brought it in front of the House to get it passed. So if that's the case, pretty much if it's passed and they're interested and they like our model, you'll probably find it in every state.
Well, it doesn't sound like a bad idea to me.
No.
No, it doesn't, as long as you follow the rules.
Follow the rules. You got to be motivated. You got to, you know, if you're an older person and you're going to college, you already know what's out there. You know what life is after you hit 21, 22.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to work harder for it. You have more work experience. And that puts you at an advantage. You said it was not age limited, right? You're free to go any age?
No, there's no age limit.
But also, you could not have gotten a BA prior to this, or you just can't have a student loan. Which one is it?
I said you can't have a student loan. You can't have any outstanding, you know, outstanding other, like, federal or state loans, you know, whatever other loans. You can't have nothing outstanding.
So if you wanted to go for a second BA in a different area, they're covering it?
If you what? Sorry?
If you decided, say you got a BA in something else, mathematics.
Uh-huh.
Now you want to go back and get economics. You already have a degree. They're willing to cover that?
Well, from what I was reading just now, it doesn't really mention that. I guess it's just really the main concern is as long as you don't
owe them any.
Yeah, exactly. Like, all right, there's a question. What happens to other scholarships and financial aid? If a student receives a need-based federal Pell Grant or a New York Tuition Assistance Grant, they must use those first to pay for tuition.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's see, who pays for the tuition-free program? The state will increase spending on higher education to cover the cost of the program.
Yeah,
the governor's office said, the governor's office said it expects to cost $163 million in the first year before it is fully phased in.
Mm-hmm.
So, is there any help for those who already graduated?
No.
Those who have already graduated from SUNY or CUNY school won't get any help from the Excelsior Scholarship. Okay. He said, but New York's Get On Your Feet program will help pay up to 2 years of federal loan, of federal student loan bills for residents who earn less than $50,000 a year and earned an undergraduate degree in any college in New York since December 2014. Hmm. Get On Your Feet program.
A few years back.
Yeah.
And they were using 2 years worth of loans. Because I'm literally down to my last couple of months, you know, and paying back. And to knock off 2 years, I wish I would have known about it.
All right.
But you know what?
You think I could?
Well, you know,
go
they weren't going to let you know that. You know, they're probably, you know,
get my money.
Wind up being a little lost now. You know,
yeah.
I mean, I believe, like, I'm never going to knock continuing education, but they just really make it to the point where that's why a lot of people don't go, because it's like, is it really worth it? And I think over the years, people have realized that at one point we used to be, or this country used to be like the front runner when it came down to education.
Mm-hmm.
Like people would come from other countries to, you know, get the education from here.
Not
now
anymore.
It's a thing where, yeah, not anymore. Like people are going abroad and going other places to get their education because it's just not meaning anything here anymore. And I think they're trying to reverse that, which is, this is a great start, because now, you know, people will start turning more to like, well, you know, before I was thinking about going to school, but now with all this, yeah, I'm going to go to school. But on that note, what does that mean for like the jobs? You know, the jobs where you got to take 60 credits, and you got to have this credit, you got to have that credit just to get these jobs. I wonder what they're going to do once people start.
I can tell you my job, when I got hired, there was no degree requirement. I've been there. I'll be there 20 years in December. And there were a lot of people before me that didn't have a degree. But now you must have a two-year degree for them to even, I mean, to answer the phones, you have to have a two-year degree.
I have a degree to answer the phone. I don't have a degree to answer my own phone.
Well, I'm saying the standards, the demands that they're starting to have, they're getting tougher because the job market is tougher and they can be choosy. So I know in my personal job, you have to have a two-year degree for them to talk to you. But once you get in there, they offer you educational courses to improve your team, and they also have college reimbursement. So if you decide to go to college, there's a certain amount of money, I think it's $7,500, that they'll give you to reimburse you if you continue, you pass your classes, you have above a C-plus average. They will reimburse you for the money out your pocket.
So now with this tuition-free thing, you won't need that. Companies won't have to sell out anything for that, right?
They will have a choice. If they don't give it to you, it's covered. If they give it to you, then I guess the state aid would be less, or that scholarship would go down less. The scholarship is looking to cover what's not covered. So they're going to encourage you to get as much money from scholarships, grants, fellowships, as much as you can get where they don't have to come out of their pocket, because
right.
at the end of the day, it's going to translate to more higher taxes, property taxes. It's going to translate.
Yeah, we're going to take the hit. Caller 3054, you're on the air with the menu.
It's I, ladies and gentlemen. The one and
only. Oh, yeah.
This time.
It is party I. Party.
The King of Kings.
What's up, brother Hot Rod? How are you?
What's up, Hot Rod?
I'm sorry, I'm late. I was in the store trying to get a can of Pepsi for you guys, but it's all sold out for some reason, so.
That's it. Make sure you have some cognac with the Pepsi.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to make peace with
Hennessy.
Everybody, okay? Anything Pepsi, no problem. Well, I was called to say that, you know what? Student loans and colleges could all kiss my black behind. I don't care for them. I can't stand them. Especially student loans. I'm being guarded right now by my checks, so I can't feed my baby milk right now.
They do that. They don't do it.
But, you know, to honestly, it is my fault because I was not educated the right way back then. I mean, if I knew now, if I knew back then, I probably would handle things differently. But it is what it is, you know.
So you wasn't educated properly?
Yeah, but you know what?
You know what? I think it's a thing with being hip to the game. Because you want to go to school, you want to better yourself, you want to do things, you want to go get this type of job, or you want to be in this type of field, but yet, once again, it doesn't come without a price.
No, and that price you're going to
pay.
No one's going to tell you about that price.
No.
No one's going to tell you about that price.
Nobody tells you
that. Back then, when we was younger. You know, everybody wanted to go to school to get that diploma, because once you get that good education, you're supposed to get a good job, but boy, they didn't know the future about us now, so.
Yeah, well, now it's a thing which is said, you're either overqualified
or you're not qualified enough.
Yeah, or you don't have enough paper under your belt. And like, you know, Joanne said, like how do you go from you didn't need a degree to come in, but now all of a sudden, you need a degree, and that's just to answer the phone. Like, you know what I'm saying? So now it's kind of justified why they do stuff like this. Like, we're going to make it tuition free because they're stepping up the standards. Like, I remember when, and I just have to use this, when it came down to NYPD, you didn't have to have credits. And I believe in Suffolk and Nassau counties, you don't need college credit.
I think you do.
Oh, now you do?
I think you do. I think you need... I don't think it's 60. I think it's equivalent to 2 years of college, whatever that works out, the credit hours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. See, before you didn't, like, years ago, when it came down and joined the NYPD, like, you didn't need college credits. But I think it was an influx of a lot of minorities started going to school.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, well, I'm sorry, a lot of minorities started, like, joining NYPD.
Mm-hmm.
So
then they said, we got to slow this down.
Hold on.
So we know they don't go to school.
Yep.
Yeah, man, we know they don't go to school. So you know what? You got to have credits now.
Yeah,
so now what does...
I always have a problem with school because you go to college, let's say you pick up a business major or a nursing major. Why do you have to take all these classes that have nothing to do with the major you're trying to study for? Granted, they're trying to make money out of us, but come on, let's be serious. If I went to school for communication, I don't need no classes in chemistry or math or anything like that. I just want to go to school for what I want to learn, not anything else that I would probably never use again in my career or in my life or in my job.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. I understand that. It's like, why do you have to take, like, five other classes just for the one major class that you want to take? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They kind of like force it on you.
Yeah, I think what's happening is a lot of people are graduating and they don't have the skills for college. Like, they're not college ready. Because when we went to school, when I went to school, school was harder. Everything had to be done manually. We had to think it through. We could use a calculator, but we had to learn how to do the longhand, too. They don't do that anymore. And if the calculator breaks, they can't get the answer.
They have Google now. We didn't have Google.
Yeah, and they got Google. Yeah. I mean, we ain't had no Google. We didn't have any of that.
We had encyclopedia and some time at the library.
Exactly, library, encyclopedia. We had to actually search for what we was looking for.
Or photocopies using the 5 cent machines. Photocopies,
Yep.
The thing is, so a lot of these kids are being passed up and graduating, and they don't have the basic skills like math and reading that they need on a college level to understand the material.
Absolutely.
So now what they're doing is, they have to take remedial courses, which means you got to pay to take college courses that don't count towards anything before they can get into college, or they take them as first-year courses, and they're freshman courses under that umbrella, and they don't really count. I mean, they count towards your degree, but it's not really specializing your degree. It's because they're not, they're graduating and they're not college ready.
Right.
That's crazy.
But,
I mean, there's always a catch. Even though I think with this whole tuition free thing, the catch is going to be the taxes. Like, they're going to increase.
Mm-hmm.
Like, somebody's going to have to, somebody's going to have to pay the bill for this.
Which,
to me, it's not. I wouldn't find a problem with it as long as it's being utilized.
Here's another thing which is not going to make some people very happy. If you don't fall into that tuition-free guideline, $125,000 or less, the CUNYs and SUNYs are going up $200 a year over the next 3 years. So you can expect the tuition to go up $600 if you don't fall into that category.
Well, it's supposed to be $125 by 2019, which is not like far, but. Yeah, right now it's just $100,000.
Right, sure,
next year
it's
supposed to be $110,000.
Well, they're rolling it out. It's going to be $100, $110, $125, but the tuition is going up $200 starting, I believe, in the fall if you don't fall into that category of $125.
Wow, but excuse me, guys, don't you find it funny that a couple, a family, two people that make it six figures together still trying to survive in New York City?
I know.
That's ridiculous.
You know, don't you find that like crazy? Like, between me and my baby mama, we make six figures together, but we're trying to survive, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And it's like mind-boggling. Like, you're busting your ass, working hard, just to pay bills, just to meet as meat. You don't have to have someone to go buy that big bottle of Hennessy, but say you buy a smaller bottle instead because, you know, you have the budget right.
Well, you know, rent and mortgage. To those who are able to pay a mortgage, they got mortgage and property taxes and then other stuff that come along with it. But rent is really killing people.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
Definitely. Rent is killing people.
The problem is the people that are over that $125, if they're fighting over the tuition, it's because they're living a lifestyle that they can't afford. I mean, if you look at what it takes the average person to survive, $125 is more than enough. It's because, like I tell my son, sometimes you need a ride to school. You don't need a ride in the Mercedes-Benz. There's a difference. It's nice to have it, but at the end of the day, it's more about getting there. And some people
I have a friend. Well, I mean, not to cut across, but I have a friend who just moved recently. Now, he's in Queens. His apartment is $2,500 a month.
Jesus.
Now he has two.
Damn.
Yeah, two. He has two bedrooms. There's two bedrooms, two bathrooms. Okay, but I think he's just paying more for the area and the view.
Yeah, it's a zip code.
But it's $2,500, huh?
It's a zip code.
Yeah.
It's $2,500 a month. Now you do the math on that. 25 times 12, plus you got to factor in food and, you know, other little incidentals that come along with life.
Yeah.
You got to wash, right?
Huh?
I said you got to wash, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's a washing and dryer.
He gonna go to the gas station,
but you know, you got
to
pay for that too.
He got social life.
he could have a nice sized house on Long Island or in a suburb area or in a it's a status symbol. I knew somebody that was living in Oyster Bay in someone's basement, and the agreement that they had with the homeowner, which had about 8 bedrooms, 3.5 baths, was that they would pay. The only reason why you agree to that is because you want to put a zip code on there that shows that you come from the area with money. It makes no sense for you to be a single person paying half the rent of a man with a family of 4 and there's 8 bedrooms.
Well, I mean, listen, nobody said certain things were set up to be fair. Now, I mean, that $2,500 a month translates into $30,000 a year. Now,
well,
but once again, there's other. Now, even now, you said that you said he could turn around and have a nice house, but yeah, with the house comes property taxes. With that also comes, you know, maintenance, and you know, maintenance on your own home is not easy.
Right.
Especially if you're. And I've heard the horror stories. Your boiler breaks.
Your boiler breaks, or something.
And then, so you may turn around and get a ticket for your structure not looking a certain way. So you got to turn around and you got to get that fixed. You know, it's always something.
But you know what? With and you know me, I bought this house like 5 years ago, and it's been up and down here and there. It's an investment. At the end of the day, if something happens to me, my son has a place. It's rolling over to him. It can stay in your family. You can rent it. You can generate income from it. So, yeah, you can hand your money over to somebody short term, and at the end of the day, you have nothing to show for it. We need to start investing in our communities.
Oh boy.
I mean, listen, I ain't in disagreement with that.
But that's a whole different topic, because we may see it that way, but unfortunately, I believe this, majority of people do not see it that way.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
No.
Yeah, I mean, it's
and you know, I don't think it's that they don't see it that
way.
You know, I don't think it's that they don't see it that way. It's like sometimes maybe they don't know how to see it that way, or they don't know where to start to get to that point. You understand what I'm saying? So I don't. A lot of times you have to think about that. Like, I don't think it's that they don't see it that way, or they don't want to invest, but sometimes they don't know how. They don't know where to start from.
Let me tell you,
when I'm in Long Island. Long Island has some of the most high property taxes are just at the minimum, what, $10,000 a year?
Yeah, they're outrageous. They're outrageous.
So you're balling, son. You're a baller.
No, not even close.
You're balling. $10,000 a year just on taxes? Listen, let me hold 20. Let me hold a little 20. Let me get a sandwich, man. I know you got lunch meat.
But you see how you're talking, your friend is willing to spend 30 and put it in somebody else's pocket, and at any minute they could turn around and say, get out, and it's over. And yeah, it's all over. He could take that money and invest slowly over 20 years, you know, if he's paying that much over 15 years and own something.
I don't disagree.
But I don't disagree, but they make it hard.
Yeah.
I think some people don't have the patience to wait 20 years to invest something like that. I'm like, that's not what we're talking about. That's from the old school mentality of the smartest. This generation today, if I want something, I want something like yesterday.
I want it
now.
I don't want it yesterday.
I
know why invest 20 years if I could get something like this 5 years, you know? And they're not thinking long term. They're thinking short term overall.
A lot of times it's usually people that don't think long term may not necessarily have families. When you start having families, big families and things like that, you need more room. And you're not going to get it in an apartment.
Tell me about it.
Having grass to run through, and you know, have a place to go where they can leave and you can breathe and have some time for yourself. And I think that's when, like I said, with me, it's me and my son. If something happens to me, the house is his. He doesn't have to start over from square one and try to get himself a place up. He can choose to sell it, take the money, do whatever he wants with it, or he can choose to stay here. And I think we just have to start investing like that, not only for ourselves, but for our future. We have to start looking at the generations coming behind us, our grandkids, where are they going to go?
Right.
Somebody has to do it.
But, excuse me, do you find it funny how back then our parents and everybody told us to buy a house. Now people don't care about houses no more. Everybody want to buy condos and condos.
Because they don't want to do the work. It's the maintenance.
Yeah, I was going to say, when the snow hits and it's like 3 feet, I got to get it.
They don't want to.
There's nobody coming up there to clear it. I don't have a condo fee where they come out and they don't cut my grass. I got to pay for that. A lot of it is the maintenance.
Yeah,
so like
it's the maintenance. People don't want to do it. They don't want to pay for it, or they don't want to do it themselves.
They don't want to. I know I don't want to do it.
Well, I ain't gonna lie. I hate shoveling.
Oh,
I don't like
God.
Shoveling. My back don't like shoveling either.
My knees.
I was
like
younger.
Shoveling.
All of that was fine when I lived in Queens, and we had. I was like, I ain't mind shoveling. You know, I had my friends down the block. We'd all. I go to their house and help them shovel. They come to my house help me shovel. Yeah, right. I ain't doing that now.
No, hold on. Exactly. I was about to say. What you said? Years ago.
Yeah,
our bodies were different
ago.
Types of. Yeah, our bodies were different then. Now, you know, you start
yeah,
to get
heck
the
no,
40s and up, like you start hearing squeaks and cracks.
I go out there. I mean, you may not see me again after that. I go out there. That's no. You ain't gonna see me ever again.
Well, no, it's true though. People have
what
contact.
Happened? I don't know. She just disappeared. I don't know.
What's up, hot rod?
No, people have some heart attacks. People have some heart attacks. From shoveling snow.
Yeah,
older
that's
people.
Right.
It's
no
stress
joke.
On the body.
And I
yeah,
think
it's stress on the body.
I think a lot. I know when I was looking for a house, the house I got is really small, but it's good enough for me and my son. And I was thinking that in 5 years from now, it's going to be a big. Right now, it's a 2-bedroom ranch, but he's going away to college. I doubt he'll want to come back. You know, he'll want to start his own life. So then, in another 2-3 years, I have myself a 2-bedroom ranch. That's big enough. You know, a lot of times what we're doing is we're overbuying. We're buying for our friends. We're buying to impress people. We really need to start buying for ourselves and our family. What do we need versus what do we want to show other people that we got? And I think that there's a lot of opportunities out there. I know when I was looking to buy the house. They were giving away $25,000 grants if you had to take a course on home maintenance and balancing budgets and stuff. And it was a pain in the backside. I went twice a week for 6 months. But at the end of that, I got handed $25,000 to put as a down payment on my home. You know, there are things out there, and I was the only brown cookie there. So everybody knew. There were other people that knew about the program, but I was the only one that knew about it that looked like me. They were taking advantage of it. We won't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, all I'm going to say is this. Just fix that basement up. I might need it. All right? Just get busy on that basement.
My basement is totally unfinished. It's all cement. All wood.
You got some time to get start work. But, yo, real quick, we got 4 minutes left. Yo, I do want to acknowledge and say, yo, it's a sad day. We lost someone in the comedy, you know, field who, even though he has a brother that has been in it for years and is very well known, and Eddie Murphy, Charlie Murphy, you know, definitely left an impression on all of us. I know definitely on me. It was a pleasure to see him at the Prudential Center last year. It was a pleasure to watch him on the Chappelle Show. It was just a pleasure to see, you know, what he started, you know, because people were like, oh, that's just Eddie's brother. But then that's Charlie Murphy. You know what I'm saying?
He
became his own. And, man, I will never forget the True Hollywood Stories on Dave Chappelle? What he was talking about?
And Rick James.
Yeah, at Prince's house. Yo.
That was
one could have told the story any better. But Charlie Murphy did it, and it's like with a heavy heart because I really couldn't believe it and still can't because, like I said, I just went and saw him last year, and it was just funny. He was funny, and it was to see him live and on stage. He's funny. But it's like, wow, you know, like some people would say, oh, it could have been overdose, no, it was leukemia. You know, some people suffer in silence. And not everybody knows about it. And,
to the end.
He did, exactly. He seemed like he's very much about family. and stuff, and I definitely want to say rest in peace and my condolences, you know, to his family, man. I mean, I even heard that his wife died.
Yeah. Yeah, last year.
Of cancer prior to.
Yeah.
And I'm
young,
like, wow.
He was 40, so she was a woman.
Mm-hmm.
He was young, right?
Yeah,
yeah. So, yeah, definitely, man. Charlie Murphy, you definitely will be missed, man. And if Dave, and I was looking forward to see him, you know, popping up with Dave Chappelle somewhere, you know, and on his new adventures, you know, I'm starting like him, Ashley, Larry, and everything else. But you know, it is what it is.
Dondell Rollins.
Yeah. So, you know, with that being said. Less than 60 seconds left. Thank you, Hot Rod. Thank you, Joanne. And Big Red for chiming
in. Thank you.
And to recap real quick, listen, don't be afraid to be too awake. If you smell a rat, then there's probably a rodent.
It is a rat.
Don't think that if you smell something, it's probably not.
Well, it might be a talking raccoon.
Hey. And if you guys want some tickets to United Airlines, let me know. I got you, okay?
What? Yo,
I want to fly United.
I'm ready
for
that.
Give me a lawsuit.
That's right. I'm ready. I'm going to get my knee getting bad. They ain't touching me.
So on that note, everybody have a good night. Another
you
episode
too.
Of the Can.
Thank you.
Until next
later,
week.
Guys.
Good night.
10:30, Blog Talk Radio. Hot Rod and the gang. All right.
Good night.
All right. Later.